the source of where Amunah comes from.
Our Amunah. The Amunah of the Jewish people comes from.
That's the Makar. That's the Makar of our Amunah. Even in a situation where it makes no sense at all, and even in a situation where we see b'chush that the whole world doesn't get it, and that the ra, the evil in the world, is misgaber in a crazy way, which we're seeing now, in a crazy way, the ra in the world that's being misgaber. With all of that, davka, what Rav Sasson is going to be speaking about, how davka, that time of his gabrus of Amalek and ra in the world, davka breaks through the external levels of the Jewish people and reaches that part of us that's called Yechidah Shebenefesh, reaches the Nekudah HaPnimis of Amunah, of Rotzen, of Tanag, and so on. Now, Amalek is the Zelu Mazeh, because Amalek is called Reishis Goyim Amalek. Reishis Goyim Amalek means, it's a frightening thing, that Amalek, when Amalek first appeared in our lives, remember, it was at a time when the Jewish people came to a suffix of Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, what? Imayin. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin. And everybody knows that Amalek is the gematria suffix. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin. Now, normally, ayin, in our vocabulary of Pnimiyas HaTorah, ayin is a wonderful word. Because ayin means the highest madrega of keser, of crown. It's the madrega, really, of yichida shebenefesh. It's the essence. Comes from a place that's, it's a place higher than anything that we could understand. It's a madrega of reisha del yad of lo yisyada, the unknowable essence of a Jew, the unknowable essence kivyochel of the Baruch Shalom. It's beyond anything that we could understand. That's normally the wonderful use of the word ayin in Hasidus and in Kabbalah. Ayin, which means nothingness, but it means all that's above somethingness. And there's the root and the source of all that exists. So when the Torah tells us that Amalek appeared in such a way and Amalek brought with it a suffix of Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin, is Hashem within us, or is he not within us? That even goes back to the snake in Gan Eden. We've spoken about this in the past, because Chazal tell us that the Nachash would morph into Amalek. Amalek is the snake, the embodiment of the snake. And that's why it says, Hanachash, Taina, why did they eat from the tree? Hanachash Hishiani. The snake persuaded us, tricked us, deceived us. And the word Hishiani, but Nesasa talks about this, is the Isis Yesh Ayin, right? Hishiani is Yesh Ayin. In other words, the snake, Amalek, has, because it's Rashis Goyim Amalek, and everything in this world exists, Zelumazeh, so there is this unknowable, untouchable part inside of a Jew. And this unknowable, untouchable part of Am Yisrael. That's called Ayin. That's called the crown. That's called Yechida Shebenefesh. Reishis Goyim Amalek means that Amalek's entire existence is to do anything it can, whatever it's possible, lahaster ulahalim hanukuda azayis, to cover and to conceal that nakuda of ayin, of ayin. That's why hayesh Hashem b'kibenum ayin, hanachas hashiani, it's all the same thing. The whole messias of Amalek is unique. All the other nations of the world can only attack us on the madregas of nefesh ruach and even Nisham. The nations of the world, the Ummah Sa'ilam, could be master, have the ability through the challenges that they present to us. The nations of the world can fight against Am Yisrael and be master the madregas of Nefesh Ruach Neshama and even Chaya, which you see that by the Ummah Sa'ilam, they had a Navi, they had Bilam. There is such a thing. They have the ability to be malim and to be master the or of those madregas of the neshama, and those madregas of Am Yisrael, but they can't approach the world of Ayin. the other nations. They can't come to the world of Ayin. That's something which is beyond their reach. The deeper meaning, as we're taught in the Zohar Kaddish, the deep and the Kisvei, of Rashis Goyim Amalek, the words themselves are frightening. Rashis Goyim means it's the root, the beginning. It means the highest. It means the deepest koch of the nations of the world is Amalek. Rashis Goyim Amalek. And that rashis of Amalek has the ability to confront and to challenge even the Madrega of Yechidah Shebenefesh, the rashis of Am Yisrael. Really, in the Chabuz Yosef Tzadik, this is what we're talking about, the Sharanun, the Mulcham against the Sharanun, a war that's coming from a place of the Sharanun. The Koyach of Amalek is such that it can't destroy. It has tried to repeatedly over time. Hashem laharugla abed on every level, it has tried, but the koch of Amalek cannot utterly destroy chalila, the essence of the Jewish people, to destroy our existence and so on, but it's able to create sveikas in Amunah, unlike any other nation that exists. It has the ability to come into contact with that part of us of Ayin Shebenefesh, of Ayin Shebenefesh, of Yechidah Shebenefesh. The whole Yontiv of Purim, which is the Nitzachon over Amalek, and we'll understand it much, much better when we learn this Maimer, and we'll see that the war we're fighting now is Melchama L'Hashem B'Amalek, Mamish. The war against Hamas, against, this is Melchama L'Hashem B'Amalek. The Inyan of Purim is Ad Lo Yada. The unique stature of the Yontiv of Purim, which makes it higher than all the other Yom Tovim, which even the Rambam says, and Chazal tells us that all the other Yom Tovim are going to become minor. When Mashiach comes, Purim is going to be the Yontiv. Is that Purim is that koch of Ad Lo Yada, which is the meaning of drinking Ad L'Yoda. But Purim, more than any other Yontif, has the ability to take a Jew and the Jewish people to a place that transcends all das, all awareness, all understanding, all that's rational, all that a human being is capable of figuring out, to bring a person to that place of Ayin, that's higher than das. So the whole year, the Karach of Amalek is to cover Yad Al Keska. Amalek has the ability to conceal and to cover, to confront the nekuda of Amunah in a Jew, and to create sveikas in Amunah, and so on. It has the ability to do that the entire year. The simcha of Purim, which is a simcha that's not bedarach hateva, the simcha of Purim is something which is beyond anything else that exists, is because simcha is the yontiv of Mechias Amalek. Purim, rather, is a yontiv of Mechias Amalek. And the inyan of Mechias Amalek is, whereas Amalek has the ability to be more oyer sveikus vayesh Hashem v'kirbenum ayin, and hanachas is Amalek can do that the entire year, and all the other yom tovim are struggling in that milchama, even Yom Kippur with the Seil Hashem and the Seil HaZazel, and all of the avodim beis hamikdash. When it comes to Purim, which Yom Kippur is only Yom Kippur, Purim is higher. When it comes to Purim, the madrega that's misgal on Purim is the Yechidah Shebenefesh Mamish, the Nekud of Mesirus Nefesh, of Jews, of the readiness of a Jew, whether he's religious or not, whether it makes sense to him or not, whether he ever went to Yeshiva, whether he ever heard of the words Mesirus Nefesh, he never heard of the words Yechid L'Yachdach, he never heard of Keser or of the Sefirus, Uvachal Zos, he's excited and proud to go and to be Mesirus Nefesh, to give up his life, if necessary, to give up his life. Ad Kedei Mesirus Nefesh, for Am Yisrael, for the Jewish people. So this koach of Purim is what the Kamarna explains is revealed. We talked this we spoke once about. I spoke once about some years ago, but it needs much more to a discussion. But where it says in koach Yehas Elish Hashem Melech Chafetz Biyakaro, right? The whole thing with Haman wanting and then Haman is in the end takes Mordechai and pulls him on the horse. When he asks the king, And the king asks him, what would Hashem Elchav? And he says, Kacha Yosel Isha Hashem Elchav Yitzakar. So Kacha is the Oisius, is the Vashtevis, Keser Kol Haksarim. Kacha Yosel Isha Hashem Elchav Chafetz Biyikaro. This is what the king does for the one who the king desires. The desire of the king, desire, oinig, tava, oinig, comes in that place of ayin, from the deepest rotzen, comes to the deepest part of the soul, from yichidah shebenefesh. Kacha ye'osel ish, Hashem el chafetz biyikar, kacha is the Hashtevus keser kol aksarim, the crown of all crowns, is revealed on Purim, Asha Melech Chofetz Biyakaro, and the Tzaddikim said that's the what mean when we say until in davening Ashrayam Shekach Aloi, Ashrayam Shashem Alakav. So that even that what's Mizgala on Purim is that it's impossible for Amalek to reach that Nakuda. Haman got very close. In the end, as I mentioned last week, Haman and his sons were hanged on the tree, which is 50 Amos, which is the Sharanun, which is the world of Ayin. That's why he wanted Davka to hang Mordechai in such a place of Davka 50 Amos, because it's the beginning of Ayin. That's how Amalek ceased to destroy every Jew and the Jewish people through that koach that they have of Reishis Goyim Amalek, which is the 50th Shar and Nun of Tuma, which is Ayin. And that's where the Mapella took place. And V'nahafeichu Ashi Yishol to Ayyudim Heima B'sayinayim. And the V'nahafeichu came from the deepest place of Kesa Kol Aksarim. You can't explain how it happened. When someone asks you something, you don't have to explain. You can't explain it. You just say kacha. You can ask a kasha. Why do you love your mother? Well, she gave me a bath. She kisses me. Kasha. Why do I love my mother? It's a kacha. Kacha means it's you're asking me a question on something that comes from riva the riva, from rotz and harit sinus, from the deepest. From the yichidah shebenefesh, what do you mean? I love my mother. It's the yichidah shebenefesh. We're talking about something that's not in words that we could talk about. It comes from rotzen harid sinus, from kesach kol aksarim. Kacha. So is this? That's what it is. Therefore, the holding of Purim is dafka bittel of das. The nitzochen over Amalek is ad lo yada. It's not kacha. It's a bittel of das. It's without das. It's all shtus from Havolim, it's all Irishkeit. There's no das, it's not das. Because Amalek has the ability to attack that Madrega of Das, which is a very hard Madrega of a Jew, Das. Amalek has the koch to fight against Das. Therefore, in Purim, we're taking to a place that's ad lo yada, it's something which is higher than that. And that ad lo yada is Yichidah Shebenefesh. That's the Shahar Nun, and that's the Keser Kol Aksarim, and that's Kacha Yeyal Salish, Shahar Melech, Hashem Melech Chafetz V'Yikaro. So that's what's happening now in the Milchama. As always, the V'Nahaf Echud that's going on right now with the Milchama is that Amalek set out to destroy us. October 7th, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Amalek set out to destroy us. And what's happening is V'Nahaf Echud. Of course, unfortunately there are casualties, but the nitzochen of Zdavka coming through Amalek, through Hamas, the nitzochen is coming in such a way that Am Yisrael is being driven into a place of Purim, that since October 7th has been Purim. Since October 7th has been Purim. That means that Hamas has found in their attempt to reach, to eradicate Am Yisrael, to destroy Am Yisrael, they've uncovered once again the same thing like the Elder Zaidi did with Haman, and that's always what happens. That Davka through Hamas is ben hafechu that Jews are coming to a place and Am Yisrael is coming to a place that we haven't been ever, a place of clarity, olam bor, and a place of achdus, and a place of I don't know if you saw this. Somebody sent this to me. It's called 0.2. Did you see this?
Yeah.
You saw this today? It just came out.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's beyond very good. It's something which, it's something hafladik. This guy, the way he says it, and the other things like this that we see that it's the v'nahafeichus ashi yishlo to ayyudim heima b'seinayim. that before the Muhammad started, we were in a place of terrible sveikas, fighting and sveikas, and that's how it began, and the whole beginning of the story of Purim, and Znechtam et Tabas HaMelech, and then the whole thing comes that came by way of, through Haman, came the Mapala of Haman. So through Hamas is coming the destruction of Hamas, and Gilui Orish HaMashiach, in a way that hasn't been since the beginning of time, such an or that's now shining in Klai Yisrael. I mean, since Maimon Har Sinai, to have such a thing like we're having right now, with all of the difficulties that it's brought to us, all of this is the result of Milchama. Milchama. One of the scenes in that, 0.2, I think, one of the scenes in that is that he's saying about how you get a guy that he hasn't worked in 6 months. He sits around the whole day, smoking a joint or something. His life is, and when he reads in the paper about some neo-Nazi making a swastika on a school, on a Jewish school, so he takes a bottle, he smashes it, and he's ready to go and to kill. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? Where does this R come from? So we learned, we of course touched upon this when we were learning in the Erev Shabbos Chabur, where we learned the Aris HaMelchama, because I could learn at the beginning of the Melchama. This puts this Maimon now from what we're going to learn, which take us hopefully this week and next week. This is to explain the Nakuda of Yechidah Shebenefesh Yisrael, Am Yisrael. So let's begin. You know, when we go out to war, the Torah tells us there was a special Jew, the Kohen Moshe Melchama, that he would say Shema Yisrael. The way the Jews went to war is with Shema Yisrael. That's not a new thing. You know, I think that wasn't invented, you know, in Tavshin Peidal. That's how we would go to war. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Akeinu, Hashem Echad. So Zman Milchama, Hu Zman Shel Mesiras Nefesh. Time of war is a time of Mesiras Nefesh. B'svarim of war, Shehanachoynes Limsor Es HaNefesh, He inyan amok b'mahus am Yisrael. The Svarim explained that the readiness of Jews to be moisa nefesh, to give up their lives, he inyan amok b'mahus am Yisrael. It's a very deep inyan in the whole mahus, in the very mahus of am Yisrael. Mesius hanefesh hi makar hakarach l'melchama b'ayveinu. Mesius nefesh is the makar of the karach that we have. And we've had all throughout time, which is why we're still here and our enemies are not, to fight against our enemies. V'igam po'elis pu'ula atzuma gam begov hei miraimim. And Milchama brings out a pu'ula atzuma, a very powerful pu'ula, gam begov hei miraimim in the higher worlds. Ro'i l'zbayna ma'ad binyan zeh. So we should try to understand this. What happens when Am Yisrael's at war? What's going on? Harega ha'amok b'yosev ha'mahalach hayom. What should be the deepest moment in the day of a person is the moment of rega kriyishma. It's a morning or a night, that time of kriyishma, which is kabolos o malchus shamayim b'amrein yishma yisrael shamakein Hashem achad. B'rega ha'si, and at that climatic moment, when we say those words, Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echad, Tzarech Ha'odom L'Karvein Limsor Es Nafsho Al Achdus Hashem. It's brought down in the Rishonim that at that moment when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echad, we should have in mind to be ready to dial Kiddush Hashem. And this form bring down, even to imagine it, that you're in such a matzav like Rabbi Akiva, or that you could think of yourself going out to war, but to be prepared to be moisa nefesh, to die, al achdus Hashem. Talmud kan dover amoik ma'od. There's something very deep that's hidden here. Kishonu oimrim, Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKen Hashem Echad. When we say those words, Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKen Hashem Echad, davka then, onu mitzuvim limsor as hanefesh. By those words, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that's the mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh. Bizman sha'on nechsofim el ha'amun ha'pnimi shabanu. When we're able to reach, to penetrate, and to reach the amun ha'pnimis, that deepest emuna within us, she'ena od mavado, that there's nothing, there's only Hashem. Ba'oimek ha'inyan, mesivus nefesh ena bitl va'ovdan shel ha'adam. On a deeper level, giving up one's life, or mesivus nefesh, is not the loss or the destruction of the person. Ena bitl va'ovdan shel ha'adam, ela chazor v'skalus shelo, but rather, it's really the return of the person. It's the return of the person, v'heskalus shelo, b'mekor mimenu hoba, and being rejoined and reunited with the makor, with the source from where he comes. It's not his destruction. It's just the opposite. B'Hashem Yisbarach. It's the return and the eskalus to the place from where he began, which is B'Hashem. Kol adam Yisrael hu shviv v'nitzaitz me'or Hashem. Every Jew is a spark of the light of Hashem. U'mesivus ha'nefesh hi tnuas ha'esbatlus ve'eskalulus shel ha'shviv b'mekor mimenu ba. And when a Jew is moisa nefesh, it is that movement, it is that returning, the hisbatlus and the eskalulus of the spark to return to the fire from where it comes. Hismazgus shel chelek b'kol. It's the reintegration, the reunion of the chelek, of the peace, bakol, in the everything, in the whole. It's the return of that piece, that fragment, to the entirety, to the whole. Zui chazor shel neshama, al tzur machsavta, is the return of the neshama to the rock from which it was hewn, it was formed. Viskarlus shleimaban, complete hiskarlus in the makor, in the source of its existence. So b'shosh ha'nomarim Hashem echad. When we say those words, Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad, She'en Ol Mavado, that Hashem Echad means that everything is Hashem. There is nothing, only Hashem. Azayenu Chosvim Es HaEmes Agmura. We are reaching in to the absolute truth of Hashem Echad, Ein Ol Mavado. She'en Ol Mi Baladei Hashem, that there is nothing besides Hashem. Omeimelo Mezbara She'enu Be'emes Lo Nefradim Mimenu. And when we say those words, Hashem Echad, it becomes clear that in truth, even though we're in the world and we appear to be separated from Him, and we feel that we have our own separate existence, the truth is, lo nifrad mimenu, that we're not separated from that absolute oneness of Hashem. Lo nifrad mimenu, ela chelik mimenu. But rather, we're a chelik of Hashem. Mesivus ha'nefesh, hi habitui ha'mamashi la'atuz Hashem. Mesivus nefesh, giving up of oneself, all the different madregas of mesivus nefesh, which doesn't mean you have to die. That's the ultimate, but it means all the madregas of bittul and self-sacrifice and giving up. That is the practical, tangible expression of achdus Hashem. It's achdus Hashem lemaisa. It's yichud Hashem lemaisa. Lo'uvda she'anu loy nefradim menu klal ve'ikah. It's being misbattled to that reality that the truth is that I was never, ever really separated from Him. I felt that I was. It seemed to me that I was, but I am not really. El chelik mi'or ha'gadol. I always have been a chelik of that or of Hashem. Zo ha'maymet ha'gadol bi'oyser. Me'al ha'havas Hashem, me'al yiras. So this is the highest that Jew can reach. This is higher than ha'havas Hashem and higher than yiras Hashem. He said at Dveikus Bashem. This is the sod of Dveikus Bashem. Uladovka bo ki hu chayacha. That attachment that comes through the realization that we don't have any separate life. He is our life. Hu chayacha. Ha ahava vahayira hem yachas ben shnai. When you have love or fear, it means that there's Reuven and Shimon, and there's a relationship of love or fear or respect. But that's when you have two. Ahav and Yira is when we have two. It's the yachas between two people, between two different separate entities. Ach mesivus ha'nefesh is not that at all. Mesivus ha'nefesh mevatelis es hashniyos. Mesivus nefesh erases that multiplicity, that duality, that number two. It erases the two. It's not Reuven loves Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are indistinguishable. It's the same thing, Reuven and Shimon. That's Mesivus Nefesh. Ach mesius nefesh mevatelus es hashnias v'cheisefes es ha'achdus ha'gmura, and reaches into that absolute achdus, that everything is one. Lachain, therefore, mesius nefesh yimayimet ha'dveikus, therefore mesius nefesh the mayimet of dveikus. Hamashmos ha'amuka shem mesius nefesh hi ha'amira shechaim shlihem shviv v'nitzoitz me'achdus Hashem. The deepest meaning of what is Mesiris Nefesh? What is Mesiris Nefesh? It's proclaiming that my life is just a chelik of Hashem's life. Ki hu chayecha. It's a piece of something much bigger. Halo im lechaim sheli haya erech mitzad atzmam. Because if my own life had its own independent, separate value, why would I give up my life for something else? As great as it might be. Now, truth be told, that people have given up their causes, and the Hamasnikas are the first ones to blow themselves up. We need to understand what's the chilik. Aside from this is Amos and this is Sheker. They'll say the same thing about us, that's Amos, this is a Sheker. And this is interesting. It's brought down from the Ariya Kaddish. And the Chidah Schusil, and all the tzaddikim talk about this, that we don't see that there are gerim from Yishmael. The tzaddikim said that the Chidah said that Chidah was living with Yishmael. Chidah said he never in his life saw a ger from Yishmael, a Yishmaeli convert. Neri HaKadosh said that there can't really be such a thing. Now, maybe there is such a thing. This guy, son of Hamas, I don't think he's a ger, right? He's still a Yishmaeli,
yeah.
Right? But the Ari HaKadosh says that ain't davar kaza. So it could be that you heard of such a thing. The Arizal said it's ger eris, meaning that there might have been such a thing where he was megar, but not a gerish lemes, just to whatever, because he was scared the Jews took over or something. So there could be such a thing, but Mashen can we see from Bnei Esav. And we see from other people that there are many, many, many game over time. But try to find, the Arizal says there ain't davar kaza. A ger Yishmael levakaza. It's a murdic thing. Mm-hmm. So the hisgalus of racious grammar, like the readiness for a Yishmael, his inyan of giving up his life for his sheker. Again, it's a b'china at the end of time, hisgalus of racious grammar, like in a very remarkable way. That's why it's impossible for Yishmaeli to come over to Am Yisrael. It's interesting. Esav has done that. We even have a Ger Amaleki in Tanakh. So what does that mean? What's Yishmael? They don't have the Yishmaelim don't convert to Judaism. They said, no, this is it. We have it finished. There's nothing else. But such vados that they have, that they won't convert. To Christianity, there were many of them that did.
The Persians converted in the Megillah.
Pachad Hayudim. Yeah, that you have. Anyway, the parish of Manat, Yishmael. But not Kinofal, that's a different Indian. But Nofal and Pachad Hayudim, there's such a thing as Pachad Hayudim. Pachad Hayudim. But an emissary of Yishmael, the Ari HaKadosh is the end of Akhazah. There's nothing like that. There's no such thing. Somebody might be able to dig one up if you Google it. But I believe that Ari HaKadosh, he said, "Ein davar kaza." The Chidah said that he lived his whole life with them. He never saw such a thing, that there should be a Ger Yishmael. And they were very firm people he lived with, all very firm. He said, "I never saw such a thing by Yishmaeli." It's an interesting thing. It's something that's not can't be explained by Darach HaTav, what it is. That there could be such a hechet timtz of a ger amaleki, but there can't be a ger Yishmaeli. So it means there's a bechin of amalek that the deepest, darkest, which the Arachaim HaKadosh says, that the last and most difficult and thickest klip of amalek is Yishmael. And in that thickest klip of Yishmael, they cannot cross over from that world into the world of Kedushas Yisrael. They can't do it. Not that they're not allowed, they're allowed. Adrab, al pi halacha, the Yishmaelim are closer to Das Emes, right? Al pi halacha, the Yishmaelim are less of a problem than Christians. Less of a problem, which is why there's a whole machlokes b'chlal. The Ran holds that they're already there with the Tzar, because in later times they start to to the rocks and to bow down to all kinds of things. But pure Islam is much cleaner from Avodah Zarah than Christianity. So you would think that since they're kriven b'yaseh, that they're closer in their emunah, you would think that there would be such a inyan of geirus. Not by them, such a thing. So, there you see there his galus of mesirus nefesh in the shara nun of tuma. That Yishmael is mesa nefesh in the shara nun of tuma. It's a pachet mamish. The koyach that the Yishmaelim have. It's koyach of the Yishmael. We look at them as a bunch of rotschim running around with shmatas on their heads. The koyach, a murder koyach of the shara nun. We see them, which the Rambam already said in his time. We read a little bit from the Rambam and other Rishonim that the Acharim Kodesh in many places where the Rambam said that there's never been a greater enemy to the Jewish people than Yishma. And you see there with the Rambam and especially in his Egeris in his letter to Taman, you see there in his Egeris Kiddush Hashem that it's like Ruach HaKodesh the way the Rambam saw the things that he was saying. So what he's explaining here is that why would a person give up his life for something? The second and the bottom. If my life has its own independent value, why would I give up my life for something else? Especially you see this by Jews that are not religious. Like the Tani speaks about Yuches, he's going to bring the Tani later on. That they don't even know. You have all these guys walking around now with the tattoos saying Shema Yisrael Shema Kadesh Shema Chad. Not only didn't they learn that whole mahalach, but they were taught to make fun of it, and the whole thing is to make fun of it and to look down on it, and now they're all killing each other, get a pair of tefillin, get a pair of stitches. It's a very strange thing. You can understand if someone was raised that way and he was indoctrinated. These Jews were indoctrinated the other way. Of not having a Muna. That's how they were indoctrinated. Levater al chayim sheli b'shvil mashu acher, to give up my life for something else. L'chayr ze lo muvan, it's not understood. Rak mitoch ha'akar she'chayim sheli, that can only be when a person recognizes that my life, v'chol ha'inyan sheli, my whole inyan, heim rak hofa'as Hashem. My whole inyan in this world is only hofa'as Hashem, is only his galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Boru Mimela, Shachayim Shalit Tzvichim Liosnim Sarim L'man Shema Yisbaruch. Then even without understanding it intellectually, it's clear that my life is purely to give over to Hashem. I'm just a part of Hashem. It's not my separate life, it's Hashem. Ki ani rak nitzoyetz katnam, a little spark, mishmo ha-golav ha-ner, from Hashem's great name. Eilu ha-mamakim shal mesivus nefesh. These are the mamakim of mesivus nefesh. When we say the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad, page 35. When we say the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad, it's a little teoria. It's not a theory or emunah mushetes or some kind of proclamation of faith. Shana yoidim lochiach betamim rabim, that now we have to go and prove. We have to find all kinds of proofs. Shakash Baruch Hu Echad Ve'ein Bilto, to prove that Hashem is Hashem and there's nothing besides Hashem. Achdus Hashem Nimtzeis Etzleinu Ba'atzomis. This Achdus of Hashem is found in the bones. It's in the essence. Later on he'll talk specifically about Yechidus HaBenefesh. It comes from that place of Yechidus HaBenefesh, of Ayin, inside of a Jew. B'soich HaNefesh, Amoik, Amoik. Ba'omek, Omek HaNefesh Shalanu, Anamakirim. V'chol Yehudi, v'Yehudi makir, deep inside every single Jew recognizes, Shein ol mevado. Shein ol mevado. That there is nothing but Hashem. Then afterward, the person was Moshe Nefesh, and he somehow survives. Then he's trying to figure, like, why was I ready? Why did I do that? Why was I prepared to do that? So when we say these words of Shema, we are showing, while we're alive, and to try to think about that, and to imagine that, and to picture that. When we say echad, the dalad, we come to that chiyus, that point of mesiris nefesh, again, of yechid l'shab nefesh, el oisai or pnimi, that inner light, sheyedeh she'ein chutz mimenu, which knows with absolute clarity that ain't chutz mimenu. There's no point to my living without it. There is nothing. There's only Hashem. V'lachen ketnua tivis, amuka mimamakei nefesh, paretzes ha-mesiris nefesh la-Hashem esbarach. Therefore, this ability of a Jew to be meisa nefesh for Hashem, for Am Yisrael, it explodes in this deep part of that point inside of a person. L'smasu levatel is kol l'chaim shalom, to give up one's entire life. Im adam choshev shachaim shalom dov shemaschel v'nigmer bo. If a person thinks that life begins and ends with him, with his own story. I was born on this and this day. I grew up in this place. I'm living here. I'm doing this. And that's it. So you have a person whose way of thinking is that I have my life. And in my life, I also want to reveal Hashem in the world. And that's something that I want to do. But I have my own life, but I want to reveal Hashem. There's already a division, a mechitza. There's already duality. There's already two things. There's already me and Hashem. There's me and there's my life. And I want to live my life. And there's, you know, I try to do good things, you know, and for Hashem. But then there's already chitz and shniyas, ben achayim shalom, between his own life, leben hadover hagodol hazeh. And this great reality of Eino Mevado. Nachon hu mishtadol esmasil hashkiya ba'avodas Hashem. It's true that the person is trying to invest and to work hard to give himself over to Avodas Hashem. Achadayin la'anius shelo yesh mokam la'atzma. But he's holding on to his own separate identity. Kol od shehu chash atzma kemishi yesh lo kiyim la'atzma. As long as the person feels that he has, that he must go on living and that he has his own separate existence, and Yiddishkeit is a certain part of his life. He has a lot of parts of his life, and Yiddishkeit is one of the parts of his life. That means he hasn't yet revealed within himself that reality of Achdus Hashem. He hasn't come to that nekuda of Yechidus Shebenefesh. He hasn't unveiled, he hasn't revealed that nekuda of Mesirus Nefesh, which is, there's no longer me and him. It's just him. And I'm just misbattled to that reality of Hashem al-Kanar Hashem al-Khad. We'll continue next week.